Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We continue to set forth our declaration of what we believe the Scriptures to teach. We have set forth who God is, who man is, what is sin, what is redemption, defined in four parts: a purpose, a person, a payment, and a place. To misunderstand these truths is to miss the gospel. Paul said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Certainly an understanding of the doctrines of imputation and justification, when rightly understood, will give the children of God such hope. What is imputation? Literally, the term impute involves a numeric transaction. The Greek word used in the New Testament is often translated count or reckon. We could give the definition of imputation as a recording in one's account. When a bookkeeper writes a balance in a ledger or records a credit in a person's bank account, they are committing an act of imputation. Now, it does not matter if the money originally belonged to the person or not. Once it is recorded in that account, it legally becomes theirs. The Scriptures tell us, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Man has been judged guilty not simply because he has broken God's law, but because he was made or accounted to be guilty because of his heritage from Adam. The sin of Adam is imputed to us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isaiah of old prophesied that the Messiah would come and would take upon himself the sins of his people, when he said, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him." The good news of the gospel begins by telling the sons of God that their sin has been laid to the account of Jesus Christ, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The Lord Jesus willingly imputed the sin of his people to his own self. He had no sin of his own, nor was his person ever tainted by the sin of his elect. But he took upon himself the curse of their sin, and became in the eyes of the law and his Father a sinner worthy of death. Because their sin was imputed to him, he died an awful death, separated from everything that he held dear. For Christ also hath suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. At the same time he was imputing their sin to himself, he was also imputing his righteousness to them. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." His people who were lawbreakers now have his obedience laid to their account, and they are without reproach in him. What is justification? Justification is primarily a legal term. To justify means to pronounce or declare that someone or some action is acceptable. Justification is the act of God in declaring that his elect sons are perfectly righteous and accepted in his sight on the basis of Christ having borne their sin and its judgment and having imputed his righteousness to them. The result of justification is that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There are basically two perspectives of justification taught in the Scriptures. One is that legal decree which takes place in the court of heaven, wherein the sons of God are judged and considered as the heirs of heaven, having fulfilled all of the law's demands because of what Christ has done in their behalf, without their consent or knowledge. Being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The other takes place in the mind and understanding of men, as God causes men to hear the gospel and believe it. "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." Those who believe are convinced of their justification through the gift of faith. God is not angry or disposed to wrath towards any of his elect, since Christ Jesus has fully paid their debt and interposed his righteousness in their behalf. He decreed his intention to save them, and he has accomplished their redemption on Calvary's hill. He has now sent forth preachers into the earth with the glorious message of reconciliation, that they might believe in him and receive the glorious deliverance for which they were appointed from the foundation of the world. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.